What up, ET fam?
Yeah.
Welcome to Exploring Entrepreneurship with Empire Thoughts.
Are you ready?
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up.
What's up, ET family? Welcome back to another episode of Exploring Entrepreneurship with Empire Thoughts. And of course, you have your host here, Rashawn and Anu. As you can see, we're on a Zoom call right now because due to the situation at hand, COVID-19 doesn't really allow us to be together to where we can really get you guys that, you know, the mic and the entire experience of the podcast. So we will be doing a Zoom call, still practicing social distancing, of course, just to make sure that we're all safe. Hope you guys are all safe as well. Make sure you guys are practicing social distancing as well. Hope your families are well. And of course, your business. I hope your business is doing well, even though I know a lot of business had to close due to the essential businesses being needed to be open. So we're going to dive right in to our podcast today, which we'll be discussing our favorite ads, what made them work, what made them didn't work, what we learned from them, and also what we can provide you guys a little bit tips on how to improve your ads as well. Okay. And we'll also be diving into split testing, which is another really important part of marketing, especially on Facebook marketing. And we will also be discussing interacting with your community and not also being discouraged with your ads. If your ads are not doing well, you kind of can dive into the data, look at it, and kind of understanding which way you can go by using the data. All right. So we're going to dive right in right now. So if you're new with me, so what do you think, or what is your favorite ad, and what about ads exactly you think is useful in order to get you results?
Now, for sure. First of all, this is definitely a little weird. Not having you next to me right now, it's kind of, exactly. It's definitely a little strange. But as Rashawn said, you know, hopefully you guys are staying safe and you guys are watching this. And if you guys hear some different voice changes or, you know, it's not as clear, obviously it's because we are recording on Zoom and, you know, we want to make sure we're still giving you content, right? So you guys can keep up to us. But to answer your question, right, I think what, first I'll answer, you know, what makes the ad work, if that's cool. And then I'll go into like,
Cool.
Let's go. All right. So, I mean, I think what makes the ad work, right, it obviously depending on the platform, guys, like if you guys are listening, right, this is more specific to Facebook right now and rather than being Instagram, right, or being LinkedIn, because those three are completely different. So it obviously depends on what you're asking about, what you need or where you're putting your content out. In terms of Facebook, I think what makes the ad work is the style that you're using, right? Like, it could, if you're trying to put out content related to, let's just say, selling a product, selling a service, right? Your ad's going to be completely different than it would if you're just putting out an article that you're talking about, a newsletter, for example, right? You're not selling a newsletter, so you're not going to phrase it in a way that, hey, check this newsletter out, you know, buy for $19.99. You're going to be like, wait, what? Like, why am I buying a newsletter for $19.99? You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think it depends on the style. It depends on the ad where you're trying to go after. But I think something that relates to everything now, like LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, is making that connection with your audience, right? I think that's what makes an ad like really, really unique because at the end of the day, if you think about it, bro, like every ad that we ran from the beginning stages when we were awful to like now we're actually really seeing results and it goes great and we're helping people is basically we have that emotional connection, right? We make it personable. Like exactly, right? Like even though it's an ad, at the end of the day, that ad is being seen by people, right? And those people are your potential customers, your clients. Like, that's your audience. So you want to make sure that you make it relatable. Like, if me and you're talking, we're not going to be like, hey, listen up, man. Like, buy this course, buy this service, buy this product. Now we're going to be like, look, let's look at ourselves. Rashawn's black, I'm brown. Okay, so that's one thing. Now we understand that not only are we minorities, that, like, we like sports. We like business, right? So our audience, we want to make it super relatable. So we're going to say that, if you are a minority and, you know, you like sports right now and you're going through this struggle of not being able to see your teams, it's bringing you down. It's probably affecting your business. But at the end of the day, you have to realize everyone's going around this. So if you could think of a solution to this problem, it's going to help you out. Okay. You see how I did that really quick and it came up naturally because we are making it relatable. And once you find out
that emotional connection that causes them to buy too.
Right, you know? Right. Exactly. Because at the end of the day, man, I feel like no one's going to buy your stuff, even if it's free. Like, I hate that. I hate when people are out there saying, like, this is free. So you're assuming that people are going to get it because it's free. No, bro, no. Like, if I give you, if you're in the clothing industry, right, and I give you something for free as a skateboard, you're going to be like, wait, why do I care about a freaking skateboard if I'm into clothing? Like, unless I'm actually marketing someone who likes skateboards and is into that kind of brand, I don't care. Just because it's free, I think you have to understand that people are not going to go after it. You feel me?
Even so, make it. You still need that emotional connection. Got you.
Exactly. I think it's emotional connection. I think it's a way you phrase your caption, right? Like, bro, so many people do not know how to tell a story. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we didn't know how to tell a story.
Copywriting, yeah.
Right, like, you know.
We had to take a while to, you know, to build up.
Facts. We had no idea what the hell. I remember, personally, Tiki was talking about it. And for those of you that don't know, Tiki is, like, a really good friend of ours. He helped us start Empire as well. Like, bro, he was talking about copywriting earlier, and I didn't understand the concept at first when we started. And then I had to, like, you know, read and really get into it, and now I understand it. Yo, so many people are out there writing captions, and they don't know what, they're not telling a story. They're just talking about their product, or service. And it's like, yo, what about the individual? Like, what about the person you're trying to reach? Like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Bro. So I think emotional connection, I think copywriting, and I think being very genuine. Like, being very upfront and honest. Like, as Gary Vee always says, right? If you're going to give, right? If you're going to sell. Pick one and go after it. Don't be like, I'm going to sell for 2 days and I'm going to start giving for free after for next week. And then I'm going to give for free for 2 days and I'm going to sell for a week. Bro, your audience is going to get so confused with what the hell you're doing. You're going to be like, all right, is this money or is this free? Like, do you care about me or do you not care about me? And a tip for you guys right now, like, we're going to drop some gems throughout this whole thing, but yo, if you during this time could solve a problem for small businesses, for people in general, I promise you, you're going to be successful, right? Because, and I'm talking like actually solving the problem, right? Like actually caring for people. Like, if they come to you for advice, actually giving them advice. Don't just bullshit this, like, you know. Another Gary Vee reference is, like, you know how we're recording this right now? Like, you're able to see us. You get to see that we're regular people. They're trying to help people. Most people won't do that. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna hide behind it. They're gonna just record, and you're not gonna see that emotional connection between people. And Gary Vee always says it, like, yo, you need to show that. So I think that definitely covers what makes it ad work. And for that example, I think my favorite ad, and I don't know if I'm gonna take this from you. So hopefully I don't. My favorite ad was probably the 89% ad that we ran for why minority businesses fail, right? Because I feel as if that ad was something that we put a lot of effort into to really think about, like, do research on why they do fail, right? Where is that data coming from? And then not only that, making it super relatable, because once again, like we talked about earlier, being minorities, we know why we failed in our first business, brought that over to this business. And now it's like, ah, that's why we failed. Copy. Let me help out other people now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, definitely. Cool. I think that also, that ad was dope because it also kind of let us know, hey, we can't, because I think we went from, I think that was like when we didn't know much at that time too. We were just getting into it. We were kind of like, you know, learning at the same time. And we kind of really gained a bunch of knowledge. And then after that ad, I think we went to assuming instead of like,
right,
watch your data. So it was dope that we've seen a difference from when you actually follow data and follow actual previous or other ads on results compared to just when you, okay, I think this is what's gonna work. And you just start assuming instead of like testing and following that. So I think that's definitely was a dope ad. Definitely.
Yeah, so just to kind of like go on that, right? Like, can you talk about, because I think you mentioned something really critical in that, and then I'm gonna ask you what your favorite ad is. But talk about how you just said, like, we went to assuming, right? Like, I feel like that's what a lot of business owners do, especially in the jungle. Yeah. Like, we did it, right? And then we learned from it. But for people who are listening to this right now, who are first-time business owners or first-time, you know, getting into social media and running those ads, tell them why assuming is not good. And because you might get lucky and hit one really good ad, and you're going to be like, oh, shit, I know what I'm doing. So let me start assuming shit. And you're like, nah, it's not it. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the reason why that's another thing that goes back into testing as well. But when assuming, I think we all might have an idea of, you know, who our target audience is, or, you know, who is most likely to resonate with our content or service or product, whatever it may be. And we kind of zone in on that specific person or if it's an adult that's, you know, 18 to 21 or whatever it may be, and we go, okay, let's target them. And we put, you know, $500 towards that ad and target these people. And we don't get back what we thought. We're thinking, oh, we're going to get 500 sales. Mm-hmm. You probably get maybe 30 sales. And that's because I think you assume that's your audience. Like, let's say that shirt you have, an Empire shirt. Shout out Empire. But that shirt you have on. So we might say, hey, that's a dope shirt. It's related. It's Empire, says Empire on it. So most likely it's going to resonate with, you know, teens that are 18 to 25. But then we run an ad. What we do is we rather test. So we test it. Mm-hmm. And figure out who's our audience. And with that, we figured out that, hey, Empire actually more resonated with business owners because maybe they like the word Empire. Mm-hmm. But in our heads, we thought we put $500 towards running it towards 18-year-olds and 21-year-olds because we thought, you know, they like T-shirts more. But no, it actually, the word Empire probably resonated with a lot more business owners. So that's where you definitely try and test your ads out before you start making up who you think is going to resonate with the most. I think that's where, you know, assumptions kind of lead you into spending way more money and losing a lot more money than you could be making if you were to spend a little bit more money to test and figure out who exactly, you know, your product or service resonate with.
Yeah, you know why I fuck with you, bro? Because I feel like for a lot of people who don't know this, Rashawn is so into testing. Like, this guy thinks of some random crazy shit. Like, you'll just be sitting there, right? And then he'll randomly be like, what if we test this caption instead of that caption? And I'm like, I already thought about that. And he's like, no. What if we actually take this sentence out and put this sentence in? I'm like, bro, is that really going to work? Yeah, not even joking. That literally worked. And I was like, how? Like, how did you think about that? It really just comes, you got to test everything out. So I love that you said that.
No, bro, definitely.
I love that you said that.
Noticing difference in different things. You notice that sometimes changing, as you said, sometimes changing a word or a sentence
will
give you a different result. So don't assume.
Now, I'm not going to let you off the hook, though. Like, I think it's very important. I said my favorite ad, and the reason why I said it, you know, related back to my story of making everything relatable. What's your ad? Just so, because we give, you know, different examples. So don't choose the 89%, even if it is, just give a different example.
Yeah, so I would say my favorite ad is probably the most recent one we ran. The one where we actually use validation.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Like the story. Okay. The story of the recording and stuff? Okay, cool.
Exactly. So I think, because before...
Explain the ad first, because like, I think I know what you're talking about, but people who don't, I guess.
Yeah, so just to give you a backdrop of, you know, where we came up with the ad, because a lot of our previous ads were just pretty much providing information. Hey, this is what we do. This is how we can help you. And, you know, we were getting results, but then we kind of started learning a lot more and realizing that a lot of ads with validations were hitting a lot more. So, you know, we called up some of our clients and of course they were more than happy to help us out. I think Elijah Tyson, the Grind Tribe, shout out to the Grind Tribe. He was able to, you know, give us a quick, he had a Zoom call with Hanu, which you'll actually see if you ever see our ad, but he was a quick Zoom call with Hanu where he talked about how our free course and our strategy session helped him improve his email list. And his leads and everything. So then we actually put that into an ad where it was actually the beginning of the ad where he explains, hey, he doesn't want to lose the money anymore. So he decided to, you know, take our course to learn a little bit more about Facebook marketing. Right. So that was the beginning of the ad. And then we went into actually all of our students, where all of our students left comments and the amount of students who's actually helped. So showing people validation of, you know, what we were able to do, how we helped other people, and showing them that, hey, we can also help you as well by giving you the same result that we give our clients, completely changed. It was a game changer. I think it was 100% a game changer for us. That ad was a game changer.
Yeah. No, honestly, okay, so the reason why I love that ad, but, you know, I like the 89% ad, but I think one of the biggest things about that ad is this kind of goes into the next topic we want to talk about, split testing, right? The crazy part about it, obviously we want to mention it in the next one, but right now, we spent $3 on the ad, and it got us sales of $60, right? Like, because that's how much we're pricing our courses at or our strategy session at, right? $3 leading to $60, and strictly testing. We were just testing to see what works or not, right? And that's the crazy part, yo. Like, people think you need to spend. I remember like someone's like, I have a $100 budget. I can't really do much, and I was like, what? Like, you do a lot.
can do a lot. Yeah,
you can do a lot. Especially, you know,
because it's like I have 100 hours this month. Like to test this month or test the next 3 months.
Facts.
And then facts. And then throw $100 in on one specific ad, and then you know.
Okay.
It's all about understanding the game, learning the game, and I think people think it's a lot difficult or it's a lot harder than it is. It's just literally this basic concept of understanding who's going to buy, target who's going to buy, and by understanding who's going to buy, you have to test. You know what I mean? So I think that's...
So for that point, right, like going into testing, let's just dive into it, because I think that's the next stage I want to talk about. What we call is different phases of testing, right? Like people have different, like a lot of different people you might be listening to right now are telling you a bunch of different stuff, and that's cool. You know, all due respect, like you want to listen to them, go ahead. We have a different way of doing it. So, we have different phases like we like to test, right? And we keep on talking about split testing. We talk about, obviously we're going to dive into these stages, but we're actually going to go into detail, right? We're actually going to give you an example of how to take something you've never done before and how to do it right now, right? So, Rashawn, you want to kind of mention like phase one and what phase one is, I'll mention what phase two is, and then I guess the way we would do it is we can give examples of each one.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. So this is one of our strategies that we like to use mainly because, especially for people who don't have an audience, who have never really used Facebook ads or don't know who their product resonates with the most, or just don't have an idea of the audience that's going to really, you know, purchase or interact with their content. So. Okay. This is the phase that we definitely try to let them know. This is where you start off on. You know, this is where you get your foot in the water. This is where you see some results, and then you can scale at that point. So phase one normally starts out by testing your audience, trying to find out, you know, which audience resonates with your product. And then who's going to get into phase two, but phase two is where you actually test your ad. But phase one, you would normally, let's say you run a very general ad. I think the general or the default...
I'm going to act like I'm a business owner. Okay. Like I'm coming to you to help. So we can do like a little thing. So, I'm going to pick something that's like relatable. Yeah. Like, I guess like something that's relatable. Right. So for example, all right, clothing brand, right? So I'm a clothing brand company that's coming to you for help. And then, yeah, like I think I know my audience, you know, everyone says this, so I'm going to stick with it. I think I know my audience. I'm between, you know, it's like 25 to 60. I want something that's like really relatable. It's good quality material. And yeah, it's just a lifestyle type of brand. So that's what I have. So from there, go.
So I would say, even though you think you know your audience, I would still say test. You know, that's, no matter what, that's not my go-to. Still test. Okay. And I would say test very general, 18 to 65. Start out very broad, 18 to 65.
I'm on Facebook. I select 18 to 65 as
Facebook, age. Correct. On Facebook, 18 to 65, you might target the entire U.S.
Okay.
And then in your audience, you said you're a lifestyle brand, clothing brand. So I might just target Fashion Nova. And that's going to be one ad set.
One campaign is going to be Fashion Nova?
So one campaign is going to be Fashion Nova.
Okay.
So I'm targeting Fashion Nova. Mm-hmm. You can target it. You can do it much different ad sets and then just switch up different parts and features of the ad to test different things out. So it's going to be Fashion Nova campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to test Fashion Nova by itself. Then second one's going to be Fashion Nova campaign as well, in which your ad targeting Fashion Nova. And then you switch up. At this point, you can try male only. You can try female only as one asset. Then you could try Facebook feed as one. You could try Facebook Marketplace. So you would have, let's say, one campaign for Fashion Nova, Fashion Nova, and you're testing in your ad set, you're testing Fashion Nova by itself, see if it works. Then you're testing male only by resonating with Fashion Nova. Then you're testing female only. Then you're testing Facebook Marketplace. Then you're testing Facebook feed. Then you're testing. So as you can see, there's a bunch of different tests. And then once you run that ad, you're getting results on terms of, is Fashion Nova itself a great audience target? And then you're learning, is Fashion Nova itself male only a great target? I mean, a great audience target. Then you're learning, is Fashion Nova female itself a great target? And then at that point, you have a bunch of data for you to say, okay, maybe I can only target Fashion Nova female only. Because obviously the data is showing that the other features that I've changed doesn't resonate with my audience. And then you notice, and then you can also look at the age range. But you can also test specific age range as well if you want. But if you look at the data, you can also notice that, hey, maybe only 18 to 25 resonated with the product. Okay, maybe that's my audience. So it's all about testing, and you can switch up. You can test age as well. You can test almost anything you want. Anything that's within Facebook's features, you can test it out, see what resonated with it. You can do 1-day click, 7-day click. You can do different budgets as well. There's a bunch of different things you can do. But we normally start out about $3. I think, yeah, $250 to $5 the most, but mm-hmm. a very small ad set, just to test, to get some data to see where exactly and who exactly your audience is. So maybe your audience resonate mostly on the East Coast or on the West Coast. If it's West Coast, most likely, if it's a T-shirt, short sleeve shirts. If it's the East Coast, a little bit colder, long sleeve shirts. So, you know what I mean? It's definitely about testing and finding out where and who exactly your audience is.
Got you. All right. So just to sum that up, right? I think that was a lot. And hopefully this makes sense to you guys that are listening. So I'm going to try to sum it up. Tell me if I missed anything. All right. So for example, like we talked about, right? I'm a fake client that's coming to Empire Thoughts and saying I'm a clothing brand. I'm a lifestyle brand. I think I know my audience. So like, what did I say? I don't even remember what I said. Like 25 to 60, I think I said something like that.
Yeah.
So Rashawn comes to me and says, okay, so we're going to test you out, right? Because you think you know your audience, but notice how it's such a large gap, guys. Like exactly. 25 to 60 is absolutely ridiculous of a gap. Like you're telling me someone who's our age is going to wear the same stuff as someone who's my grandpa's age. That doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't. You know? Yeah, that's too broad.
And even if you're Nike, people might be thinking, oh, Nike does that. When you become Nike, let us know, right? Like, but even Nike, they have
Nike did.
Right, but even Nike has different things they test out, right? But yeah. To summarize what you said, so basically I would go in and say Fashion Nova would be my campaign name, right? So I would do Fashion Nova, and then you said I have to keep things constant, right? Like there has to be, because this whole time that we're testing, guys, I hope you realize what Rashawn said and you picked up on it, he's only changing one variable, right, per ad set. So that way, everything else remains consistent and you're changing one variable per ad set. So now you know that this works and this doesn't work. So for example, campaign would be Fashion Nova and everything else would be consistent across the board. You're going to say between the ages of 18 to 65, you're going to keep Fashion Nova, you're going to be in the United States. Yeah. And then that's the only thing that stays consistent across the board. And then when you come to the ad set, you break it down and you say, okay, I'm going to test Fashion Nova, 18 to 65, United States, female only. The next ad set, Fashion Nova, 18 to 65, United States, Facebook feed only, right? The third ad set, Fashion Nova, 18 to 65, United States, 1-day click, right? And now you're testing this out, and before you know it, you have 4, 5, 6 different ad sets with $3 per ad, right? And then you get data. So Rashawn, how many days should they run this for to make sure that they're getting efficient data? Should it be like, should I go do 2 weeks?
No, definitely not. I would say about 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. Just so that, you know, the pixel picks up information and you're able to actually get, you know, quality, a good amount of data for you to really make a really good, you know, scaling or even letting you know, hey, this ad can go on to phase 2. So okay. As long as you have enough data to say, okay, I have enough data to compare all my ad sets to say, okay, this one definitely won. This one came in second place. This one came in third place. And then you bring it to phase 2.
Got
so that's
you.
Where Henry will get into phase 2.
Okay, cool. And so guys, like hopefully that made sense. Like,
okay, if it doesn't, reach out to us. Because obviously there's a lot of information that...
Right.
It's a lot of information, a lot of very detailed things that you might have to do to make sure that this is working correctly. So if you have any questions,
right.
Feel free to reach out to us.
Okay. So phase 2 now, right? You said? Okay.
Yeah.
So phase 2, obviously Rashawn mentioned phase 1, you identify your audience. Phase 2, so now you know, right? This audience is hitting. Like, yo, this audience is getting me a bunch of different clicks. I'm getting purchases. Okay, cool. And you might just say, honey, you just said purchases. Yes, you can make purchases from $3. I said we did it before. You guys can do it too. If it doesn't make sense, email us, DM us, we got you. But phase 2, now you want to figure out, okay, so this audience hits, but does the ad hit, right? Like you could actually test out the actual ad itself. So this is what I was saying earlier with Rashawn. So what I mean by that is you could actually change up, for a lot of people who might not know this, you could change up the button, right? So, for example, this audience is the same.
Before you go ahead, let me just say one thing. So, make sure you're also using a proven ad.
Yeah.
You know ad that you know resonate or is already working. Maybe if you already have a store and you're just starting out, maybe you already have a best-selling product or something you know people are more likely to resonate with or go after or purchase. So make sure you're using a winning ad so that the results that you're getting is actually consistent and you know it's not the ad.
Yeah. Okay, that's actually a very good point. For sure. Phase two, right? So you could switch up so many different things. Like, for example, right? You could actually test out the budget in this now, right? So obviously, phase one, you did your $3 or $2.50 to $5. Now you're coming into phase two, that graduated phase, right? Now you got to scale, right? And don't be afraid to scale because you know the audience is hitting. You already know, right? Like, don't be scared. Scared money doesn't make money, right? And that's really a thing. Like, so now you're going to come into phase two. You might say, I'm going to test this ad set at $20. And this ad set, I'm going to do $30, right? I just want to see what works, what gives me a better conversion rate. Then I want to see, I'm going to change the caption of ad set one, and I'm going to change the caption of ad set two, which one hits more, right? Or I might change the button and say learn more rather than saying sign up now, which one hits, right? You might even change the picture. You might even say that, like, you might say one video, one picture, which one hits, right? And that way, you're going to know now that this audience is check, phase one. Come to phase two. Which ad is it? Like, what works, what doesn't work? And guys, like, it might be a difference of two clicks. Okay? And don't go, please don't do this. Like, I know a lot of people do this. But this one, guys, Empire, this one got us 30 clicks. Where this one got us 20 clicks. We're going to go with 30 clicks. How much do you spend on 30 clicks? How much do you spend on 20 clicks? Right? What was your cost per click? One might have been $5. One might have been $3.50. Which one are you going to choose? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go on clicks. Like, you have to look at different things. Like, CPC is huge in that, right? You have to see if they add to cart. You have to see if they bought. You have to see if they went to your website and then they just bounce back. Like all that stuff is what happens in phase two. Like, you got to be able to test all this information. Don't be scared because you tested phase one, so you know the audience is working, right? I think that right there is key. A lot of people are scared to spend money. Don't be scared. Start small, build their way up. Okay. And, you know, if all this is making sense, hopefully it is. That's amazing. If you guys want more information or something doesn't make sense, you can always email us at info@empirethoughts.com. Right. So don't worry about that at all. And we also give out templates for this. You know, we have consultation calls, we have strategy calls. Consultation call is completely free, 30 minutes. A strategy call is obviously, you know, money into it. And we're going to dive into much more detail, though. Like, we literally walk people through these courses. We've done a call just like this to walk people through these courses. So, you know, let us know what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. But hopefully those two phases that we just talked about make sense. There are three and phase four. There's a phase three, phase four. That goes into more detail. But for you guys starting off right now, this is perfect. This will definitely get you going. And remember, it's all one variable. You want to test out that one variable and then figure it out what works, what doesn't work. So hopefully this makes sense. And as I said, guys, like, please don't, you know, I think Rashawn hit it earlier, $2.50 to $5. You don't have to do more than that. You guys, I promise you. If you want to spend $20, be our guest. Doesn't really make sense, but if you want to do it, go ahead. And let me know if I missed something, Rashawn.
Yeah, and I know we use the clothing brand, but this goes across all boards. So don't think that you have a service-based business or your business doesn't need conversion or you just want to do awareness. Whatever it may be, you still don't want to waste money, you know, for just awareness or just for getting people into your store. Mm-hmm. Even if you just have a mom-and-pop store, you just want people to walk in. I know there's store traffic on Facebook you can also use, but you also want to make sure that you're getting the right people. They're actually going to come in. You're not just wasting your money on someone that doesn't even like, if you have a coffee store, someone doesn't like coffee. You want to make sure that, you know, it's an audience that actually likes coffee and they're able to come into your store. So that's what I'm saying. It's, of course, any business, the strategy works no matter what business you have.
Okay. And now I know that I remember I had a question for you earlier, but I think it was about like interacting with people, right? Like, so we mentioned like our favorite ads. We mentioned what ads do well, you know, across the different industries. Obviously, we did say it varies, like what type of ad you run, but we did give you three main things that stay across no matter what, like stay consistent, I mean, across all boards, right? So we mentioned that. We talked about different phases. Now, like, how do you interact with your community, right? Because I think one of the biggest things from ads, how do you interact with your community from ads, using ads, right? At this time, because a lot of people are struggling with this. And, like, Yeah, like we're from New York, right? Like a lot of people might not know this. We're getting hit bad. Like it's obviously really bad. So if we're able to do it, we want to provide that knowledge to you guys. So Rasan, dive into that. How are we interacting with our following, our customer base, our clients? Like how are we doing that?
So just because you guys don't know, Hanu is actually very good at writing articles. writing articles and just information based in terms of like capturing knowledge and actually presenting in a way that it actually, that someone else can understand it. Because a lot of times I might read something, I don't understand it. But mm-hmm. he does, and he's actually able to write it to where it's easier broken down in a format where you can understand. So it's pretty much like copy. So he's very good with copy. So we actually, right now we're testing out even articles, and that, it's been working mm-hmm. in terms of articles on for small businesses so that they can possibly just have tips and tricks in terms of how they can also resonate with their customers during this time. Because right. a lot of stores are closed. So, you know, another way we tell them is for email list. So we give them a lot of information on how to still resonate with their audience through articles. And we have a lot of customers clicking on these articles to, because of course they need information, especially New York, all across the country. But one way that we do help people is by providing articles. Now, and we also are very big on email marketing. I remember mm-hmm. probably from when we first started, that was our first videos ever. We always email marketing. Yeah. So, and that's another great way for you to make sure that you're communicating with your audience is by emailing them. You might have an old list that you've never used before. You might have a list that's fairly new that you don't even know if they resonate with you, but still, if you have a list, utilize it. And if you don't have a list, this is the perfect time to start list building.
For sure.
A list build, and then once you have a list, you email them. You know, sending out emails, you can, there's multiple different email marketing softwares that you can use. And that's where your copy comes in. That I think Tanu was talking about at the beginning is making sure that your emails are consistent with your brand.
I think that's key.
Another thing. Yeah, and I think Hanu's actually really big on that because we've noticed that when our emails don't consist with the way we present our brand, then people don't really know who, it's like, who's this? Like, it's not Empire. So that's something that we've tested out and we feel as if, you know, make sure that your emails are consistent with your brand presence, your brand persona, and that, you know, it's because at that point, they're confused. Once your customer's confused, then it's kind of like it's over at that. Not really over, but it's just very difficult in order to get them back on your side.
No, I think you're right though. Like, I think we shouldn't be scared to say that. You know, like, I think if you do confuse a customer, yes, it is over. Yes, like, you are right. Like, because now you're digging yourself deeper and deeper. Like, imagine you're fighting with your girl, right? And then all of a sudden you say some stupid shit. Like, man, you know, you were in an argument, you'd be like, calm down, like, relax. You just said the wrong fucking thing, bro. Like, now you dig yourself so deep or dug yourself so deep, it's over. You're not talking to the shorty for 2 days.
Me too,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, like, it's like that with your customer. You tell your customer something that they're not used to hearing, right? Or you tell you something that's off-brand, you just done fucked up. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have to be able to communicate your brand so efficiently, especially at a time like this, because, guys, like, we keep on saying it and saying it and saying it. Stop trying to copy what other people are doing, yo. Like, stop. You're not going to be Nike. You're not going to be Adidas. You're not going to be that crazy consulting firm. You know, whatever it is, it's not going to happen. So be yourself. Be your brand. And the best way to interact with your community, I think Rasan hit it right on point. Emails are huge right now, right? Like, you got to be able to use your email list. You don't have one, build one. How do you build one? You start marketing on Facebook. Start marketing on LinkedIn. Start marketing on Instagram, right? And how do you market? We taught you all this, right? Like, this is how you start. We just taught you phase one. We just taught you phase two. Back. Like, so we have podcasts. We have Instagrams. Like, anything you need, we're providing for you guys, right? And that's the thing. Like, at times like this, it's very important to show that you're human. Like, you don't want to start bombarding them with sales. You don't want to do that. Like, think about it. You're losing business, right? People are losing business. People are losing their jobs. Why would they spend money on you guys? Like, it's a luxury. So unless you are helping them with something, right? And unless you actually care about them, unless you're communicating with them via email marketing, via social media, right? Going out and showing the human side of you, picking up a phone, doing an Instagram story, like all that stuff, right? It's just not going to work. You have to put in the time and effort. And I think that's what we're really trying to say right now. Even stuff like this, like we're doing this to show you guys that we're human, but we're also doing this because we understand at times like this, you have to be able to give back, because that's the only way we're going to make it out alive. Like, as business owners, our goal is to help other business owners, right? And that's why you have to come into having one community and going after it. And Rashawn's right. Like, I'm huge on brand. I'm huge on marketing. I'm huge on email marketing, because that's what works, right? So yeah. Hopefully that made sense to you. And just to wrap it off, yeah, like, you know, don't be discouraged at times like this. Do not be discouraged. It's a game, you know, it's life. It happens. Shit goes down, shit goes back up. It's a roller coaster ride. You feel me? So don't get mad. Yeah. Don't get down. And you can make it out alive. You need something, hit us up. Like, and Rashawn, like, honestly, you could tell us something. You were just telling me about it, yo. Like, what do you do not to be discouraged?
Man, listen, you gotta, like, I work out, talk to your family members, make sure they're okay, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, just keep your mind active, read a lot. I know Hanu is big on reading, so we make sure to read every day.
You literally
called me. Did you read? Did you read? And I'm like, I'm reading right now, bro. Like, he makes sure that we read every
day. I promise you, if you don't have an accountability group, you don't have that accountability group around you, it's over. If y'all listen to this, we're holding you accountable. I'm telling you, like, read. I don't care what it says. Read a freaking book. Stop playing Xbox. Stop playing PS. Stop going on YouTube. No. Pick up a damn book and read. Get your knowledge up. Like, sorry to cut you off, bro, but it's huge.
No, definitely, bro. It needs to be heard. So it definitely cut me off anytime. But yeah, definitely. Having an accountability group is key. So make sure you guys are reading. Make sure you guys are just making sure you're coming out of this quarantine era better. You know, right. If you're just here doing nothing and just, I'm watching Netflix. I watch everything. No, like, give yourself some time to grow. Like, if you're not growing during this time, or you have the time, because a lot of, don't forget, the most excuse I've heard is, I don't have the time. Now you have the time, I want to see what you do with this time. But you know what I mean? So it's like, make sure you're using your time correctly, because I know Hanu's heard it numerous amount of times. We don't have the time to do email marketing. You don't have the time to learn. Everyone has 24 hours a day.
I'd be holding myself back from, like, saying something crazy when I hear I don't have time. I'm like, all right, bro.
it's the most excuse we've heard. It's always, so definitely.
Man.
Plan for roughly during this time.
That's a fact. But hopefully, man, you guys enjoyed this whole podcast. Yep. This was definitely different, you know, doing Zoom with you. I think we might have to do this more often, because obviously.
Definitely dope.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to have to continue, yo.
Who are these dudes? But if you go on Instagram, you definitely see us. But just on our, if you're mainly in our podcast, then you probably don't see us as much. But if you go on our Instagram, The Empire Thoughts, then you should definitely be able to check us out.
If you guys have any questions, Facebook and LinkedIn.
We're everywhere. We're everywhere. So I mean, you can't miss us. If you have any questions about the phases, or if you already have a strategy and you want to help with something, sign up for a strategy session. More than happy to help you guys out. Time for a free consultation. If you have, you know, little questions or something that, you know, you've had in your head that you're not sure if you should try, we're more than happy to give you advice. So definitely reach out to us. And anything else new?
I think we covered everything. Talked about ads, talked about, you know, the favorite ads. We summed it up for you guys, different phases. Something doesn't make sense, Rashawn, you hit it. Email us, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yep.
So I think we're good, bro. You can cut it out.
All right, guys. You guys be safe. Wish you guys all the best. God bless. Guys, take care. See you on the next one.